On August 22, 1851, Commodore John Cox Stevens and his six-man crew won the America's Cup in a 53-mile regatta around the Isle of Wight. The race was witnessed by Queen Victoria, who reportedly asked which yacht was second. The infamous answer? Ah, Your Majesty, there is no second. Thus began one of the most impressive winning streaks in history. The New York Yacht Club, of which Commodore Stevens was a founding member, successfully defended the cup for 132 years. They were undefeated until September 26, 1983, when the Australia II, skippered by John Bertrand, ended the longest winning streak in sporting history with a 41-second margin of victory. That win was a milestone moment for Australia, hailed like a national holiday. Even America tipped its cap to the Australia II. It was awarded Athlete of the Year by ABC's Wide World of Sports. I'm not sure how a boat wins that award, but that's water under the bridge. The question is this: how was the Australia II able to do what no one had done in 132 years? A winged keel designed by Dutch engineers certainly gave the Australian team a technical advantage, but that isn't what won the race. If you haven't tasted victory in 132 years, it's hard to imagine any outcome other than defeat. The first thing you need to do is convince yourself that winning is possible. How? The answer is the first habit. Flip the script. You've got to rewrite your narrative by telling yourself a different story, a better story. Several years before the 1983 America's Cup, the Australian skipper, Mike Fletcher, had read the classic novella, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. The moral of that story? Begin by knowing that you have already arrived. Sounds like Stephen Covey's second habit of highly effective people. Begin with the end in mind. Inspired by Seagull's storyline, Fletcher made a recording of the Australian team winning the race. The recording included narration and the sound of a sailboat cutting through the water. A copy of that recording was given to each member of the crew, and they were instructed to listen to it twice a day. They did this, get this, every day for 3 years. Before even setting sail, they had won the race 2,190 times. How did the Australian team bury a long losing streak? They flipped the flipping script. They told themselves a different story over and over again. They won the race because they won the day, 1,095 days in a row. According to cybernetic theory, there are two types of change. First order change is behavioral. It's doing things more or less. If you're trying to lose weight, eating less and exercising more is a step in the right direction. First order change is effective as a quick fix, but second order change passes the test of time. Second order change is conceptual. It's mind over matter. It's rewriting the narrative. Change your story, change your life.